This is the Daily Download. A quick hitter about success and what's going on in the world. What we need to do next. It's about abundance, prosperity, and wealth. Let me introduce myself. I'm Todd Gaster. On the Daily Download. On the Daily. On the Daily. On the Daily. 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 On the Daily Download. On the Daily. On the Daily. On the Daily. Daily. Down. On the Daily Download.
You are tuning in to the Daily Download Podcast.
Hey everybody, Todd Gaster here, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Download from the Matrix. Oh, it's been a while. It's been a while. I tell you, there's a lot of things going on in the world and a lot of things that have been happening. And I even, just like everyone else, got caught up in the COVID and the coronavirus and the shutdowns and the lockdowns and everything. And I really started questioning things in my own life and in my business and so forth. And so I had stopped doing the podcast and everything because I was just wondering if the message just wasn't right, if the timing wasn't there. And so, you know, after thinking, I got a little bit of a message that came through to me, and just basically from one of my own downloads, from one of my own meditations, and basically what that came down was is now is the time. And so I wanted to share with you a story or a little journey that I went through, and maybe it'll resonate with you, maybe it won't, but it definitely resonated with me. And so the year was 2000. Actually, 1999. I'd always been a Tony Robbins fan. I'd been a huge Tony Robbins fan. I loved his books, Unlimited Power, Awaken the Giant Within, and so forth. And I really enjoyed his message and how he was talking. And so we were coming up on Y2K and 2000 and everything that was happening with that. And just before that, I had gotten his Personal Power 2 program. It was a 30-day program. Way back when, back in 2000, so it was a cassette program. And so I went through that. And one of the things that I said is, when I read his books, I was like, you know what, I really want to go to one of his seminars. I really want to go to one of his live events. And so it became this thing for me. But of course, just like everybody, life gets in the way. Life gets in the way. And so I never went to one of his events. So then coming up to 2000 and, everything that we'd been told in the media and how the world was going to end and the computers were going to crash and all this other stuff. And I was like, you know what? I really need some time. I really need to focus in on myself. I really need to be able to build something and create. And so again, being a fan of Tony Robbins, I purchased the Personal Power 2 program. It was a 30-day program, and I went through that. And when I got to the end of that program again, I noticed really a big change in my life, and I'd been moving in the direction that I wanted, and I was feeling really good. And I was like, you know what? I really need to go to one of his programs. I really need to go to one of his live events. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going. I'm going to go to one of his events. And then life got in the way. And I didn't go. And so all of 2000 happens and everything. Now all of a sudden we're into 2001. And 9/11 happens. 9/11 happens, and my business takes a huge hit. I owned my own business at the time. I've always owned my own business. But anyway, I owned my own business at the time, and we took a huge hit with 9/11. What we were doing, we couldn't do anymore. There was a lot of layoffs in the area due to economy changing and so forth. And then, I started again. I was like, you know what? I really want to go to one of his events. And I was living in Iowa at the time. And now it's coming up to December. And finally, I log onto his website to see when his next event was coming, because he used to come to Chicago. And I was like, maybe he's going to be coming to Chicago pretty soon and so forth. And so I logged onto his event, to his website. And this was like Tuesday or Wednesday of the week. And he had an event that coming weekend, starting on Friday, in Orlando. And I was like, oh, damn, there's one this weekend. And just on a whim, I went on to one of the travel websites to see how much a plane ticket would be. And because it was after 9/11 and nobody was traveling, a 3-day notice plane ticket was $150 from Chicago to Orlando. And I was like, I'm going. I'm heading to his event. And it's funny, it wasn't the Unleash the Power weekend that he promotes. He was trying a brand change at the time, or a name change, and so it was the one and only Life Revolution, was the name of the event. It basically, it's the same thing. It was the same event. He was just trying out a new name. And so I went to this. I went to this event. So it was December of 2001. And, you know, we did the firewalk. Now, the interesting thing about the firewalk is I kept going up. You know, the whole time I'm like, oh, my God, I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm scared. There's no way. I'm going to get burnt. I'm going to get hurt. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't do this because, you know, you can't walk on fire. And it didn't matter that, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of people had walked on fire before. I was like, I can't do it. Just because all of them could do it doesn't mean that I could. And so this whole time, you know, the night of the firewalk comes up, and we'd spent, you know, like 8 hours preparing and him doing the mantras and, you know, all his little, you know, tricks and techniques and so forth to getting us ready. And we go down for the firewalk, and now I'm in front of the fire, and I'm going up, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. And that's what's going through my mind over and over and over, is that I'm not good enough. I haven't been trained enough. I'm not prepared enough. There's no way I can do this. I'm going to get burned. And so we get up there, and I get up, and now it's my turn, and I'm sitting there, and this is what's going through my head, is I'm going to get burned. I'm looking at it. I can feel the heat coming off. And the person, the lane captain, the person who's running that particular lane for the firework, all of a sudden says, go. And I'm like, shit. And away I go, right across the fire. No big deal. I got to the other side, and I was like, oh my God, I did it. This is the greatest thing ever. And so I did it. It was just, and basically at that moment, there was so much that changed in my life. But what didn't change is I immediately discounted what I did. It's like, you know, it's only 8 feet long. You know, there's only 3 steps. It takes, 10 seconds? It's not that big of a deal. I mean, maybe it wasn't as hot as it was. And I started discounting everything that I'd done. I started discounting my entire, forgetting the fact that basically for the last, you know, 12 hours, I'd been sitting there, I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it. So anyway, moving on. I then became a crew member, a volunteer crew member. And so I went back to help people. I was gonna be, you know, one of the workers, one of the volunteers. And one of the things that we do as crew members is when we're doing the firewalk is we're the first ones to go. You know, we're the first ones to go and get it done and so forth. And so, you know, I'm at the firewalk, and now I'm looking at it, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't do this. And I'm going through the same damn thing, because, you know, now what I'm telling myself is, hey, you know what? I just, you know, before I had all this prep time, I had like 8 hours or 12 hours. I had all this time in order to get it done. There's no way I can do it now. I mean, you know, because I haven't had any prep time. You know, I haven't had the time to sit there and figure out exactly and get and make sure I'm in state and all this other stuff. And so I was like, you know, I'll never be able to do it. I'm going to get burned. And so all of a sudden it comes to my time again, and I'm sitting there and I'm going through, I haven't had time. I'm not in state. I'm not thinking the right things. And all of a sudden the person at the lane says, go. And I'm like, shit. And across the fire I go. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch. I just needed someone to tell me go. I had the ability. I had the wherewithal. I knew everything that I needed to do. I was just doubting myself. I just needed to hear from someone else to tell me go. And I was like, okay, all right, no big deal. So I keep volunteering, and I'm at another event, and we're coming up to the firewalk again, and I relay this story to the person who's running the fire lane for us and everything. And so, you know, I get up and it's my time to walk, and, you know, I'm feeling pretty good now because I was like, man, all I got to do is I got to wait for this person to tell me go. And man, I got this nailed. And she sits there and looks at me. I'm like, you going to tell me to go? And she says, no, you don't need me to tell you go. You know what you need to do. When you're ready to go, go. And I'm like, well, wait. And she says, no. And she walked away. And there I am standing there, staring at the fire, all by myself, no one around me, no one to support me. And I'm like, son of a bitch, what do I do? And at that moment, I said, fuck this. I can do it. And I told myself, go. And I walked right across the fire. So here's the deal. you've got something in your life right now. You've got something going on right now that you've told yourself all these kinds of stories of what you could do and what you can't do. And you're just not ready. And you haven't studied enough. And you haven't read enough. And you haven't gone here enough. And you haven't taken enough courses. And you haven't done this. And really, all you need at the moment is someone to tell you, go. You just need someone to tell you that now is the time. Doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Now is the time for you to show up. Now is the time for you to stand up. And now is the time for you to say, go. But if you're not ready, if you don't have the ability to tell yourself go, hopefully this story and this message and this podcast that you're listening to right now will serve as that purpose, because I'm sitting here right now and I'm going to tell you, go. It's time to step into the fire. Get it done. Thanks for listening to the Daily Download from The Matrix. You can find out if you were stuck in The Matrix by going to discoverthematrix.com and taking our free assessment. Remember, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Todd Gaster and Twitter at MyWealthCoach. If you like what you've just heard, please pass along our web address, discoverthematrix.com, to your friends and family. Also, make sure to leave a positive review and subscribe on iTunes. This has been an Escape the Matrix production. Join us tomorrow
on the Daily Download, on the Daily, on the Daily, on the Daily, 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 on the Daily Download, on the Daily, on the Daily.